episode 2979, Ask for Directions.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary. It's Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want you to have a smile not only on your face, but in your heart. It's time to ask for directions. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you know, we have partnered with pray.com. Head on over there so you can watch our TV show that goes live every Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. I'm telling you, there's some incredible people over there. It's not just about what Create Your Now is doing there and that you'll find us there, but there are many people that you can tap into, resources that I promise will bless you. All right, take a deep breath. I want you to think about where you want to be in the next 5 days. What does it look like? Because life is full of ups and downs. Sometimes you get lost, confused, and you feel like giving up. It's okay to feel this way, but it's not okay to stay stuck in one place. Don't navigate this journey alone. Ask for directions. And when you ask for those directions, it doesn't mean you're weak and incapable. It's a sign of strength and awareness of what's happening in the world you touch. I also think about, you know, when you're looking at where you want to be, right? You've got to have that GPS. And nowadays, we just grab our phones and we plug in an address and off we go. Well, have you ever plugged in an address and all of a sudden it looks like you're in a blank field? And you're like, really? Where am I going to go? And then you come to a dead end, yet it says it's not a dead end. Have you ever been misled? Yeah. When you give yourself the opportunity, because it's a choice to ask for directions, you open yourself up to new possibilities and opportunities. Yeah, you may have a few detours, but I promise you, those detours are really worth it. And you may find people who have been through what you're going through and can offer some valuable advice. You may discover resources that you never knew existed, or you may find a mentor who can guide you on your journey. But the most important thing is that you keep moving forward. Failure is not the end. Just because you fail doesn't mean that you're not good enough. And it's easy for us to stay there. It's easy for us to say, you know what, gosh darn it, I've been told so many times, I'm not good enough. I want to feel accepted. I want to feel seen. I want to feel heard. I want to know that what I do matters in whatever situation you're in. But when failure does occur, remember, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. It's called teachable moments. You can choose to give up and stay stuck in your comfort zone, but something tells me that's not where you're going to be. You're just hanging out because you don't know the next step. So challenge yourself, push your limits, and achieve your goals. Ask for directions. And as you do so, it becomes a powerful tool that can help you get back on track. It was interesting, a long, long time ago, way before cell phones. Yes, they weren't even around during this time. And I was in college dating my husband, and we were downtown in Kansas City. And so my brother was going to come visit us for the weekend, and he was coming in from the west side of Kansas and was driving in, and we had to actually give him specific directions. Remember, cell phones were not a thing. I know, I'm old. But anyway, off he goes on this little adventure all by himself, never driven anywhere, right? He's a young high schooler, and we're like, oh, Lord, just please get him here. Please get him here. And we're downtown in downtown Kansas City. Now, back then, it was still a great downtown. Don't get me wrong. But still, the wrong turn could lead you down the wrong alley, which means, well, you may not want to be there anyway, and you want to turn right back around. You know, everything, you know, there's always those things in life that you're not sure of. Well, we didn't get that phone call. But we did get the phone call. I'm lost. And we're like, well, where are you? And my boyfriend at the time, my husband, asked, well, can you give us any indication? Now remember, no cell phones. That means he had to pull over, go to a payphone, and drop in a quarter or two or three in order to make a phone call. And even back then, if you didn't have the money and the coins to do it, you would do something called a collect call. Okay, now we're really aging myself, but that doesn't matter. We're here about asking for directions. And so there he goes on and says, you know what? I don't know, but the only sign I see is I-70 to St. Louis. That's what I'm on. And he was like, oh, brother, oh, no, you've gone the wrong way. You've gone too far. You've missed the exit. How many times in life have you missed the exit? And you feel like if you had to stop and ask for directions, it would end up being worse. Well, guess what? If my brother hadn't stopped to ask for directions, he would have been in St. Louis, over 4 hours away from us, and he would have really been lost. A high schooler that, well, probably doesn't do well in the city by himself, not quite yet. Now he's a city boy, and everything's grand. But that's how we get ourselves trapped in the decisions that we make, because we don't stop and ask for directions. We sit here and we try to figure out everything on our own. What would happen if you actually paused for a moment and said, excuse me, but I need some help? Do you think that would better your day? Now, I get it. It may take some courage to ask for directions, but I promise you it's worth it. Don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Surround yourself with people who uplift you and encourage you. Seek out advice from those who have been through similar circumstances and situations. And remember, it's okay to make mistakes. It's all a part of the journey. And in that journey, there will be detours. That too is a part of your story, as it is with my brother's. So the next time you feel lost or unsure of yourself, take a deep breath and ask for directions. Inquire about more than you know. You'll be amazed at the opportunities that come your way, and then you'll realize that you're never alone on this journey. Keep your head held high and take that next step, for one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. That's the journey you're on, my friend, miles of greatness. You've got what it takes. Yes, you're going to get lost once in a while. You're going to have detours, but don't fret over one thing you do control. Ask for directions. My prayer for you comes from James 1, verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. May your right path be the one less traveled. Detours are a blessing if you ask for directions. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.